Is
anybody else there? Yes, GLaDOS. I knew she was coming. Anybody else wearing their beehive and putting on that real thick black eyeliner like they used to do in the 50s?
No, not so much.
Well, didn't you go? Because that's what we're doing today. It's Friday the 13th.
Is that why my day's already kind of going a little
You didn't put on your costume.
I missed the notice.
Yeah, you should wear costumes. I think we should just have, not just on Halloween, but just a day where everybody wears costumes to work. Just wear whatever you want to wear.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, and I so would have on a beehive today. And that just thick eyeliner, you can't even see my eyelid. Just if I should happen to sweat or cry, it just runs all in your eye. You can't see.
yes.
It is a lovely, lovely, lovely Friday the 13th.
The 13th. Yay. Whoa, blog talk. Stop talking to my ear.
Okay. And you are listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Yay! And I'm Corey.
And I am some woman from the 50s with a beehive, apparently.
That's so hot. And you know, she's totally rocking that look.
I do have a beehive. I was joking. It was on accident, but when I, you know, I got up. Because you, okay, you guys this morning on the Twitter. Yes, I'm calling.
That was all Jay. Jay, it's all your fault. Jay, I'm throwing you under the bus, Jay.
You all were nuts. There I was blind because, you know, other reasons I will not go into. But I'm trying to, you know, sit there and sip my coffee with my eyes closed and let the eye drops do their thing. And my phone is blowing up. So finally, when I could see and get up, I had to run and wash the hair all hurriedly because I kept having to stop to look at you guys on the phone. You were stopping my drops from working because my phone is bring, 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 bring. A superhero and such on your secret gamer confession. My secret gamer confession is the next time. Yeah, I want. But the time we're playing, I'm going to shoot all of y'all when we're playing.
No, don't shoot me. I'm too cute to be shot.
Mm-mm, y'all are going down.
No, I'm so adorable. You don't want to shoot me.
Yeah. Look at the twig. Already. Oh, God.
All right. Boobs, just because, you know, that's our thing. All right, well,
he says he regrets nothing. You will shortly.
I still remember you saying you're marrying somebody else, so yeah, you better regret.
Oh, yeah, last night. Ooh,
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he did try to make up for it, you know. He was going to leave her for me. But
it's too late. The damage is already done.
All right. Speaking of damage already done, you know, we should do some more damage, though. Australian Christian lobby compares games industry to tobacco companies.
Oh, really?
Last night, if y'all were listening, you heard me pull up the salt off. Well, today I'm going to give you the rest. All right, so.
Girl?
Oh, apparently it's not really news, but it's a little bit. All right, so anyway, so Australian Christian lobby is doing its best to slow down the momentum of an R18 plus ratings classification in Australia by using a new tactic, comparing mature video games to cigarettes. The group used the public consultation period for the R18 classification to assail the games industry. The ACL recently claimed that the Australian games industry is ignoring the research that shows a link between violent computer games and aggressive behavior.
Oh, for the love of God.
You want to know what else gets aggressive behavior from me? Stupidity.
And taking my games away.
Yes. They claim it is reminiscent of the tactics of tobacco companies in questioning the link between smoking and lung cancer. Yes, because gaming is going to give you a hideous disease that makes you cough up your lungs and is really gross. The ACL is using a 2009 paper titled Video Game Effects Confirmed, Suspected, and Speculative, a review of the evidence authored by Bartlett C.P. Anderson, C.A. and Swing. Oh, my God. All right, so long title. The paper claims that multiple studies have found overwhelming evidence to suggest that exposure to violent video games is casually related to aggressive feelings, aggressive thoughts, and physiological arousal, aggressive behavior, and other variables. Yeah.
So does politicians trying to pass bills that are not ethically nice.
Yeah. Yes. When you're trying to take away our First Amendment rights, when you're trying to take away our free speech, when you're trying to take away our games.
We get very aggressive.
And you call me a minority for being a gamer.
Oh, stop it.
Yes, yes. I take it very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? Take your stupidity, go back to your little Bible thumping ways, and leave us alone.
Y'all have messed up the ginger.
Oh, messed up the ginger. Ginger's going to mess you up. You take away my games, ginger's going to mess you up.
All right, it's time to move along, Ginger. I'm going to calm you down. Breathe. Here, take this oxygen mask. Sit in the corner.
All right, I'll be good.
It's all good. Well, today is wrapping up the last day of a week-long of Illuminati, but for some reason I think we missed a lot of the PRs they sent out, or they didn't get here or something. I don't know. There's lots of videos up, a few of which we have grabbed to put up on our video feed, so if you want to check out the Illuminati, we also have a video up now. But if you're still wanting more, let me tell you a little bit more. The video that they gave us today is gives a unique glimpse into the world of the Illuminati, one of the three secret societies of upcoming The Secret World. It's an MMO, in case you didn't know. In Funcom's upcoming modern-day online game, the Illuminati are undoubtedly the most secret of the three secret societies. The Illuminati are invisible puppet masters and corporate manipulators, and they crave power and wealth by any means necessary. They also have ancient roots, but they remain forever young and hungry. The Illuminati's golden agents enjoy power, money, and glamour, but the real power they offer goes beyond that. Information worked from every civilian, government, and clandestine organization in the world. Ah, yes. This is so us. We're all Illuminati here, in case you know, and you don't choose to be Illuminati. You take a test if you go over to their site, and you get they put you wherever they think you're going to go. Of course, you can create your character or however you want, but they tell you which one is best suited to your personality. So all of us here, apparently, we're Illuminati. Now, the people over at Funcom would like us to remind all of you today they'll be hosting an exclusive developer Q&A on their Facebook page on Sunday, January the 15th. Gamers everywhere can already start submitting questions via the Q&A's app on their page. They're saying Secret World is consistently being mentioned as one of the most anticipated MMOs in development, and we have to agree, breaking new grounds and genre conventions by introducing a modern-day setting, a story-focused MMO experience, and a free-form progression system using no classes and no levels. Last year, Funcom announced that over 500,000 gamers were already registered for the ongoing beta testing. Secret World is published by EA the Devil, but it looks like the devil's going to have... They already got us. That's going to ship April in just a few months of this year. Also, they did include, if you were like, why should I check out this video, great, great footage from the game. One of the fight scenes with the Illuminati, they're fighting some kind of giant rock monster. But there's also a burning truck that's sliding down the road, and I'm believing this is actual in-game footage. Hot. They also tell you how to make an Illuminati cocktail. Since it's Friday the 13th, we thought you big girls guys would enjoy this. Two fingers of 64-year-old Highland Scotch. Your two fingers, not somebody else's. Don't go find somebody with really large fingers. Go on here, put your fingers here.
Two fingers. Oh, come on, man.
64-year-old Highland Scotch, two cubes of Antarctic ice, and, of course, one drop of counter agent, which would make you Illuminati. So if you're not Illuminati, that means you can't have it.
Oh, but.
You are Illuminati. What are you saying?
Oh, that's true.
You should go watch the video down if they were explaining more about the Illuminati. We really do fall into that category. Everything that they do is very much us. Now I get why when they give you the test, they say this is more suited to your personality. We definitely are Illuminati here.
Yes, yes, yes.
And if you are Illuminati, just very quietly at your desk, hold up your pinky finger because that's the symbol we're claiming is going to be the gang sign for Illuminati. Just your pinky. You can put it to your lips, too, if you want, like Dr. Evil, but that's not as cool as just holding it up. You know what I'm saying. See, Ginger's doing it now, see?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's just interested to see how that works.
Uh-huh.
And no groping for you.
But I want some groping. Y'all see how mean she is to me? She won't grope me.
Excuse me.
What?
Yahtzee! Okay, here we go. Your turn.
My turn. There is a new app out right now, and somebody else actually sent me this link in the mail, so this is kind of awesome. Popular Science, which I'm going to start reading more. New app downlinks Mars rover images straight to your smartphone.
Oh, nice.
This is kind of cool. All right, so they say, amid all the excitement about the new Mars rover, some people might forget there's a functional one up there already, still driving around craters and snapping new photos. So why not take advantage of it? A new app delivers Mars photos straight from the Opportunity rover's most recent album for smartphones. CMARS Images app, developed by Mark Powell of the at Jet Propulsion Laboratory, sends the most up-to-date images from Opportunity's downlink as soon as they're ready. You can also browse older Mars images from the rover's archive, and NASA is planning to add a photo album from Opportunity's late twin Spirit. It's available for the iPhone and iPad, as well as Android devices. Yay, we didn't get left out in the cold! All right, so Opportunity is nestled into the winter, its fifth cold season on Mars, at a spot called Greeley Haven, which faces south to provide ample solar energy. Meanwhile, the behemoth new rover Curiosity is making its way to Mars, adjusting its course this week on schedule for an August arrival. It will get its own version of the Image Downlink app once it lands, according to Wired. This is kind of neat. I'm so going to get this on my phone.
Mm.
That sounds just kind of neat. You know, you got a couple of minutes waiting at the doctor's office, you can go for a picture tomorrow.
It's very, very nice, especially if you got those of you who love the stuff about the planet. I love looking at it. I have no plans on ever going into space, and I think we may see it in our lifetime, like when I'm 80.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going anywhere. But it'll be nice to be.
Oh, I would love to go. I would love to go. Y'all need some volunteers? I'll go.
And no, I need for them to explain to me that whole Van Allen belt thing, because according to that, we've not actually left the planet. This whole conspiracy thing is where that comes from. But you guys can go look that up. This is not the science show. If you don't know what the Van Allen belt is, but y'all knew I was a geek.
I'm the queen
of useless facts. But anyway, till they convince me that I will not die when I pass through that, I think I'm just going to stay right here on this planet. Just saying. You can take Ginger's. When she burns up, then I'll know that the Van Allen belt thing.
Ginger won't burn up.
No, we love you. We don't want you to burn up.
I know, right?
But I'm going to need you to text me as soon as you pass through the Van Allen belt. I don't know what texting will be like then, but Corey. The Van Allen belt thing is fine. I'll be like, okay, I may come there for vacation, you know.
Yeah. You come visit. Be good.
Are you moving to the moon?
Sure. They let me. I'll go.
See, that worries me. Okay, so SOPA updates. The moon will be exploding any day now as soon as they put Ginger up there. Okay,
somebody's got to corrupt it.
Somebody's got to do it. Okay, I am so happy a lot of you are actually joining into the SOPA movement. It's become a movement now. It's not a, it's not a bitch fest. It's actually a movement.
I need you to re-invite me. I didn't get that. It didn't work.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that after, because I got an email from them. There's some other stuff we have to do. Anyway, the SOPA is the U.S. bill designed to counter online piracy of pirated copyrighted material, and has now garnered the support from a large amount of the tech and gaming communities, alongside campaign from Anonymous. And thank you, Anonymous. It's about damn time you step up. NVIDIA has publicly rejected the bill now, claiming that whilst it supports the anti-piracy movement, it does not believe that SOPA is an appropriate solution. NVIDIA's declaration also implies some criticism of ESA, which issued public support for the bill, for not consulting its members first. Mm-hmm. Torchlight developer Runic has also added its voice, as did League of Legends studio Riot Games on yesterday. In support of the campaign, Linksite and social network Reddit has organized a blackout on January 18th, during which it will suspend the normal operation of its website, which sees 2 billion page views and 35 million users a month, replacing all pages with a message explaining the implications of SOPA. One of those implications, the founders of the site believes, would be to close down such sites as Reddit. Instead of the normal, glorious, user-curated chaos of Reddit, a message on the site, we'll be displaying a simple message about how the PIPA and SOPA legislation would shut down sites like Reddit, link to resources to learn more, and suggest ways to take action. We also told you last night a number of things you could do. So if you didn't catch the show last night, top of the show, make sure you go back and listen if you're not sure what to do, where to go. There's a couple of other sites, too, that are talking about where you can go. Also, in response, this is not over. I'm going to tell you everybody who's supporting. Anarchic Hacking Activist Collective Anonymous has also added its support to the 12-hour blackout, issuing a call to action for its members and sympathizers worldwide. Thank you, Anonymous. About damn time. In response to the blackout, Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales has been considering whether to show solidarity by following suit with the online encyclopedia, offering considerable mainstream credence to the cause and helping to coordinate resistance to the bill's passing. Y'all know if Wikipedia goes offline, people are going to have some serious withdrawals.
Yes, exactly.
Alongside the movement, we got now some other heavy hitters. Firefox, has also made a statement of support, encouraging readers to join the cause. Individual developers have pledged allegiance to the anti-SOPA movement, including Funzio's Jamil Maladina and Playmates' Sean Faust, who will offer a more in-depth, albeit lighthearted, assessment of the concerns of the groups on whether their industry blog called SOPAs a nuclear option, which goes way beyond the powers necessary for the prevention of IP infringement. Mark Gerhard, good God, head of Cambridge-based studio Jagex, also recently acquired by a U.S. parent, has also denounced the proposed law, pointing out that not only would it be harmful to the freedom of international flow, which such sites like Wikipedia have come to represent, it would also be potentially damaging to the games industry. So this goes on and on and on and on. So I am so happy to see that this is now officially a movement. I'm Twitter, Facebook, we're still looking at you. Come on. Step up. Google, Microsoft, just step it up. Come on, we need you. I really wish. I know the gamers are going to hate me for saying this. Microsoft, just go ahead and yank that Xbox Live just for a few hours. Just around the. And it could be a running blackout. Look, listen to what I'm saying. A running blackout, like it'll start at a certain time in New York and it comes back online, but then it's off at each time zone as the lovely Senates are getting off work and want to put their kids on the Xbox Live and there's nowhere for them to play. And a big note should be on, sorry kids, you can't play because of SOPA. Go talk to your mom and dad.
Oh, I like that idea.
I'm just saying. It would hurt. You got to make it hurt a little bit. It'll hurt me too, but I'm willing to take one for the team. I'm just saying. Oh, PSN, come on, y'all, step up. Step up. All right, moving along. Why are you guys talking about Funky Town on Twitter?
Sorry, that one might be my fault, maybe.
Somebody's mad at us. I said random NBC characters fighting, not random groping.
Random groping. All right, so this is kind of neat. Man's life saved thanks to a game of words with friends. I'm pulling this from the Yahoo Tech section in their gaming profile. Words with Friends, the Scrabble-like word game played on smartphones by millions of people around the world, may get famous actors thrown off planes, but the good news is that it also saves lives. All right, so the life-saving story came about thanks to the Words with Friends feature that randomly matches up players around the world in search of an opponent. Beth Ledgler, who lives in Blue Springs, Missouri, met Georgie and Simon Fletcher from Australia while playing the game on her mobile phone. They often played the word game against each other and also used the game's chat facility, which allows users to get to know each other. During a Words with Friends session late last year, Georgie mentioned to Beth that husband Simon was feeling rather under the weather and described some of his symptoms. For Simon, Beth's husband Larry happens to be a doctor, and when Beth relayed Georgie's message, Larry had one thing to say: get to a hospital quick. When Simon was checked out, doctors found he had a 99% blockage close to his heart. Had Simon left it any longer before seeking medical help, it's more than likely he wouldn't be here today. The two couples have never met in person, though they believe they'll be friends for life after all this happened.
Aww.
Talked about the incident. I know, this is sweet. Beth said, had Larry not sent that message, I don't think Simon would have gone to the doctor that day. I owe Larry everything, Simon says. I'm really lucky to be here.
Aww.
That is awesome. See, gaming people, gaming is not evil.
No, it's not. It's very sweet. Why am I talking in that voice?
I don't know. I don't know how many times I've tried to explain to family members who are older or family members who don't game. They don't understand the community. The friends that you can actually, the friendships you can build without ever meeting the person, without ever wanting them in real life. And you still have these connections. It's beautiful. It's really gorgeous.
It really is. I've made some lifelong buddies. We talk about that often. Mm-hmm. I know that anywhere I go in the country, I have friends, and if I call and say, I have lost my plane ticket and I need a place to stay, I got a couch to sleep on or bed or, you know, food, I'm good. And that has happened before. I used to go on secret vacations before, you know, when I was younger, mm-hmm. my younger days, and I got up to Wisconsin, and they lost my reservation for where I was going, and I called a friend, and I stayed there the whole week, and they fed me and took care of me, and I did not try to eat my toes or anything.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. You know, because you kind of need the toes.
I need my toes, and they let me.
Yeah, you can't wear the high heels without the toes.
Exactly. Can't wear these stilettos without the toes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Peoples.
Peoples, whatever it was, I didn't do it.
It's more SOPA stuff. I'm just in and because I'm serious. We're getting down to the wire, so you got
first business of service.
Yes, yes. Well, Mr. Lamar Smith, who started all this business, who's the U.S. House member responsible for the highly debated Stop Online Piracy Act. I'm having issues today. Sorry, guys. VentureBeat is reporting he recently said that he has no intention of backing down from trying to get the bill passed, despite heavy criticism from large tech companies, internet companies, and influential tech business leaders. He says, it's amazing to me that the opponents apparently don't want to protect American consumers and businesses. He told Reuters in a report yesterday, are they somehow benefiting by directing consumers to these foreign websites? Do they profit from selling advertising to these foreign websites? And if they do, they need to be stopped. And I don't mind taking that on. Unfortunately, the method SOPA intends to use to reach the goal of thwarting piracy operations overseas would make the web less secure and grow the ability of large companies to censor things that they claim violates a copyright. Essentially, SOPA gives both the U.S. government and copyright holders the authority to seek court orders against websites associated with infringing, pirating, and/or counterfeiting intellectual property. So, for instance, if a website is accused of containing copyright-infringing content, like a song, a picture, a video clip, etc., the site could be blocked by ISPs, de-indexed from search engines, and even prevented from doing business online with services such as PayPal, even. While these stipulations allegedly only apply to foreign websites, the bill is vague about how it determines that a site is foreign. SOPA also doesn't address punishment to any company that falsely accuses a site of copyright violation, which was one of my big things. Therefore, the bill puts the burden of proof on others to verify that they didn't violate a copyright and or commit piracy after.
That is such crap.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Since when was it, guilty until proven innocent? I thought it was the other way around.
Nope. A SOPA vote is still on hold while congressional committees review the bill. In the meantime, the House has invited a small group of security experts and tech industry leaders to testify January 18th about potential risks associated with passing legislation like SOPA, as VentureBeat has been previously reporting. During the day of hearing, many large sites, including Reddit, the Cheeseburger Network of blogs, and a few others are staging a blackout to raise awareness of the anti-SOPA stance. Boo! I think we need to tell Lamar, you are so out of here. you won't be serving another term when it's time to vote. You're out of there. I'm going to make sure. We're all going to make sure, especially us in Texas. Why is it always our Texas politicians are crazy?
I don't know, but
Way. Remember Anne, the one that was the woman that we had from here?
Uh-huh.
And now Anne was never crazy. She never did anything like this. God rest her soul. She's gone from the earth. But in her place, we get these crazy-ass politicians. The guys are... They say we're crazy.
Do you think it's because of the penis?
It's got to be. There's no other explanation for the sanity that comes out of this state.
Apparently.
Maybe
those jeans a little too tight when you were younger.
That is what it is. You wear the boots and the jeans, and it cut off the circulation somewhere. I don't know. But we're just disowning you, Lamar. Move away from Texas. Move out of the country. We don't want you here anymore. None of you.
We don't want you here. No, you can go to Mexico. They need more corrupt politicians.
Yes, you and Rick Perry need to get together in a little gremlin and just drive to Mexico and stay there. Disappear. Drink the water.
Oh, that's not good. Don't drink water, man. Everybody knows you do not drink that water. All right.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to read this comment.
Okay.
Because this is wonderful up on Venture. You can go over to VentureBeat and leave a comment as well, because we don't have this on our site, but you're welcome to pop over. Tell them we sent you. This is a good thing that all 12 of your constituents are 70-year-old cattle ranchers, or you'd stand no chance at re-election. Well, thanks.
Yeah. This is kind of neat. I don't know what to think about this. The world's largest video game controller. I'm looking at the picture. This thing is huge. One night last February, Ben Allen and a group of electrical engineering students at Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands needed some help testing their 20-inch long prototype of the classic 1980s Nintendo Entertainment System controller. The group was in the early stages of designing an absurdly enlarged version of the device, one as long and as wide as a compact car. In an attempt to break the world controller size record in honor of the quest, they enticed some fellow geeks to join them at a... I give up. I don't do this every day. All right, so they entice some fellow geeks to join them at a campus pub by offering free Guinness. Yeah, because you know, free Guinness, you usually get the geeks. The wood in the PVC prototype had serious design flaws, though, and before long, the testers broke it. The students had chosen the NES because its iconic status among gamers and because the Guinness World Records book doesn't recognize joysticks. The test in the pub confirmed their suspicions that a 12-foot-long controller would need to be sturdier, since some players would be jumping on the buttons to play a game instead of just pressing them. This sounds hilarious. All right, so the students started by designing a steel frame and added steel crossbeams and additional supports beneath the buttons. For the body of the controller, Alan and his crew chose a strong, cheap form of compressed wood. All right, so they've got it all wired up. It's got underneath each of the 8 buttons, the 4 rectangular corners of the directional pad, red A and B buttons, start and select. They used infrared shines on a photodiode? Yeah, photodiode. The group built 2 controllers and demoed them in the town square, giving local kids the chance to take virtual soccer balls and guide various across mushroom tops by jumping from button to button. This sounds like fun. This is hilarious. All right, so it took them 5 months to build and a total of $5,500 to build these 2 NES controllers. And I want to know where they're at now. That sounds awesome.
I would like to see that, and I'm hoping they play the music when it's going down.
Yes. See, that's what geeks and free beer will get you. Really, really huge controllers.
I like big controllers. I've been quoted as saying that before.
That's hot.
Rawr. Ooh, I got out of breath there for
She's
a minute.
Fanning herself.
I am. I'm wearing because it's cold here today. It's decided to be winter for a few hours. I don't know. Oh my God. The Indy Games Festival has announced their student showcase winners.
Yay!
How could we forget? They've announced the 8 student showcase winners for the 14th annual presentation of their very prestigious awards, celebrating the brightest and most innovative creations to come out of the universities and games programs from around the world in the past year. I sure do wish I could breathe and stuff. This year's showcase of top student talent includes the lithograph sketch 2D logic puzzler called The Bridge, the Case Western Reserve, from Case Western Reserve University, Art Institute of Phoenix Magic Moth Platformer Dust, and DigiPen Institute of Technologies Part Psychological Evaluator Part Bootcamp Instructor Possibly Part Malware Action Game New. New is the French word for we. Not we as in yes, but we as in us. We're going to be adding those trailers and the winners to our channel. So if you get a little bored during the day later, you're welcome to watch them or go over and check them out. They also have websites for each of them, which is absolutely awesome. Love it. Wait a minute. Let me finish telling you the story because I just went all over. I was like, I'm going to play this right now. Oh, I can't do that. I forgot we're on the air. In total, this year's student competition took in nearly 300 game entries across all platforms, PC, console, and mobile, from a wide variety of the world's most prestigious universities and games programs, making the student IGF one of the most, making them the most largest showcase of talent, or student talent, rather. All the student showcase winners announced today, or actually, was it yesterday that they were announced? No, it was today. Looks like today will be playable on the expo floor at the 26th Annual Game Developers Conference to be held in San Francisco on starting March 5th. Each team will receive a $500 prize for being selected that'll buy exactly one book. And the finalists for an additional $3,000 prize for Best Student Game to be revealed at the actual festival on the 7th. The full list of the student showcase winners for the 2011 Games Festival, along with honorable mentions to those top quality games that didn't quite make it to the finalist status, are as follows. Let me see. Yeah, there's short enough I can read you. The Bridge from Case Western Reserve University, Dust from Art Institute of Phoenix, The Floor is Jelly from Kansas City Art Institute, New from DigiPen Institute of Technology, One and One Story from Liceo Scientifico GB Morgani, that sounds like somewhere in Italy, baby, Pixie also from DigiPen Institute in Singapore, the Snowfield from Singapore MIT Gambit Game Lab, and Way, Carnegie Mellon University Entertainment Technology Center. Some honorable mentions were Be Good from DigiPen, Lilith's Pet from University of Cassell, Neutronic Rush from DigiPen as well, Once Upon a Space Time from RMIT, and Tink from Media Design High School Sciences. High school? Good God. Okay, so this year's student IGF entries were also distributed to an opt-in subset of the main competition judging body, consisting of more than 100 leading independent mainstream developers, academies, and journalists. I don't know if we were in this. We might have been. Wow, too busy. The student showcase highlights the up-and-coming talent from worldwide university programs and has served as a venue for first premiered numerous now widely recognized names, including DigiPen's Nabarcular Drop and Tag, The Power of Paint, which would have evolved first into Valve's acclaimed Portal. Mm-hmm. Amazing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the team for the latter being brought on board for Portal 2. So they got to work on Portal and Portal 2. Amazing, right? The others include USC's Misadventures of PB Winterbottom, later released by 2K Games on XBLA, if it's familiar, from Hog School's, I'm sorry, no, new one is Hog School's Van de Kooten's The Blob, which is becoming one of THQ's flagship mobile console franchises as The Blob, D-E. And early USC, the game company, titled Cloud, from the studio that would go on to develop the PlayStation 3 art house mainstays like Flow. I've played Flow, wonderful game. Flower, and their forthcoming Journey. So this is how we get our Halo, people. And we tell
Yay,
you.
Yay, more Halo.
For those of you who are interested in registering for GDC 2012, part of the UMB Tech Web Game Network, as they want us to tell you, which includes the Independent Game Summit, the IGF Pavilion, and the IGF Awards Ceremony, you can check out the Game Developers Conference website at gdconf.com. Also, wow, GDConf, for you ladies out there who are feeling a little left out for whatever reason, although you could get into this too, should check out the women's area of that. Not getting enough love over there. We just checked them out last night, and we were kind of interacting with them, or I was, or rather, the girls were playing naked games somewhere. But these two were naked somewhere.
I was not.
This
time I was on all night last night.
Mm-hmm. While people were looking, you did. But anyway, go ahead and check that out. And we'll be grabbing some of these trailers to put up for you for some of these games, because amongst them is the next great thing. Oh.
Yes, next great thing.
It is. And Bridge looks absolutely amazing, by the way.
Awesome, awesome. All right, there's a tournament coming up. This
is
sounds kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Is there? Why?
Why? Because it sounds like fun.
Why?
Because we like tournaments. All right, so Video Game Day 2012, Outbreak Youth will be hosting its fourth annual video game fundraising event on February 4th, 2012. The event will help bring a positive influence to the urban youth in the community. Kind of neat. The event will be located on 87-47 111th Street, Richmond Hill, New York, and doors will be open at 10 a.m. Video Game Day 2012 will have a $5 cover charge to play games for the whole entire day. Video game tournaments for the day include Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition, and Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Prizes will be given to all the winners of the three tournaments. The event will also include games outside of the main tournaments for those who seek to simply have a good time with fellow gamers. All right, so if you want more information about this, you can head over to the Facebook.com. Actually, looks like you're going to have to just do a search for this, because this is an entirely long link full of numbers. It's Video Game Day 2012. Again. And check that out. That sounds like fun. I wish we were in New York.
I don't. You know what the temperature's like up there today?
I like
you. Are you a mad woman?
But think of the cute boots we wear.
Mm-hmm. The $4,000 shoes, the $500 Manolo Blahniks that we'd be buying and broke and wouldn't be able to eat when we got there.
Need a sugar daddy. Anybody want to be a sugar daddy?
Notice the silence. They're like, no. I thought you were going to be my sugar
real mom. We'll take real good care of your wallet.
Oh, run, child, run. Run. Do not let the ninja catch you. Don't let it happen.
You know you want to be caught. Come on, it'll be fun.
I said run.
No, don't run. Just don't come right on over here with me.
I said run.
No, don't run.
Okay.
Okay, what we got? Om nom nom?
A bloody bite.
Oh, hey, look, it was om nom nom.
It was. I love it when she does that. Don't you love it when she does that? You power-hungry bloodsuckers, no longer hiding in the shadows. Game Go's newest building strategy game called Bloody Bite. It's the beginning of the 20th century, and vampires and werewolves have emerged to take over as rulers of the earth. There's a lot of that going on. Is that something y'all trying to tell us?
All right.
The battle for dominion takes place in metropolises around the globe, including London, Berlin, and New York. Humans serve only one purpose now, to serve their new masters. Mm-hmm. Players can choose whether they'd like to take on the role of a vampire or a werewolf to conquer buildings and select cities, and then expand these to increase their sphere of influence. Here, one can choose to take the safer route that yields less income or the high-risk approach with greater benefits. Oppressed and ill-treated humans might provide more resources but can easily be provoked to riot. Missions will need to be completed all around the world in order to unlock new regions. Players can join with others in their clan to conquer important cities together. If Shanghai, Hamburg, or Rome is conquered by vampires, then it'll be easier for all vampires to complete quests and defeat end bosses there. Bloody Bite can be played in all standard web browsers. It's been developed by Plastic Fantastic in Hong Kong. I love your name. The game is currently available in English, German, and French. Versions will all be available for the game's official launch. So, here's Bloody Bite's features at a glance, they're saying. The battle between vampires and werewolves set in the 1920s. Conquer and expand buildings and metropolises around the world. Choose between playing it safe or the risky approach. Riots in cities. PvE missions against legendary monsters and other creatures. Special PvE instances, including Frankenstein's laboratory. And Ginger, there's a PvP system.
Yay! I love the PvP. Who wants that out of me? Who wants that first?
Oh, God. Clan systems with battles for important quests, a crafting system, and comprehensive character creation and development, your appearance, your weapons, your outfits, and your pets. I was going to not tell you about this, but when I started reading it, I was like, this actually looks pretty interesting. Do I get to bite? Yeah, am I gonna leave marks? Can I? Because if I'm gonna be a vampire, you're gonna be a vampire.
Developers, somebody out there, make us an adult vampire liking game, please, please, please. We need an adult.
Well, we got one. That's the one we were telling you about last night. If you're listening to the show, if you pop over to.
That is true. That is true. That is true.
And they have fangs and they have their own fangs and stuff, which bleed and they retract. I didn't get to tell you guys that last night. You have the fangs, they have
to retract.
They retract, so when you don't have to take them off. They actually, go away until you want to bite somebody. You're just like, wait a minute.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was yawning. A yawn snuck up on me. Sorry.
You need to take your anti-yawn potion.
I did take my anti-yawn potion. That's the problem.
And are you wearing your Man of Pimp shirt?
No. I need my Man of Pimp shirt. I haven't seen Man of Pimp shirt. GameNatrix.com.
Man of Pimp.
Yes, yes, yes. You want to be a Man of Pimp.
That just sounds all kinds of wrong.
I know, right?
What you got, Ginger?
I have got, if I can go back to it. Where is it? Demon Slayer Beckons, third and final character class, rounds out the massive MapleStory Legends update. The third and final character class to complete MapleStory's Legends update has finally arrived in the form of the Demon Slayer, who joins Mercedes and the Cannoneer to round out Maple World's elite roster. As a former underling of the Black Mage, the Demon Slayer came to his senses and discovered where the real truth in battle resides, within the Resistance movement. In his quest for free Edelstein and atone for his evil past, the Demon Slayer fights with a mighty one-handed mace and defends himself with the Demon Aegis, a shield made exclusively for this formidable class. His unique Demon Fury charges as the Demon Slayer defeats deadly monsters. Through his Demon Impact skill, the Slayer's dormant power is instantly activated to target multiple enemies at once, becoming more amplified as the power is used against boss monsters. With his Demon Cry, the Slayer tackles monsters' attacks, defense, and accuracy stats, while raising item drop rates and EXP points for the player. Finally, the Demon Slayer's dark winds allow him to double jump and glide using his majestic wings while battling through Maple World foes. All right, so for you players looking for an extraordinarily dynamic character with insane attacks and major strategic advantage, I'm going to say people are going to start crying OP, the Demon Slayer will not disappoint. All right, so if you've not played MapleStory, if it sounds interesting to you, I've got a link for you. Guess where you got to go? GameMatrix.com. Go check it out.
You tell them,
Ginger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go over there.
You tell them, Ginger.
And if you make an account, you might think that my account.
Really?
Like what? Boobs.
You know, I didn't see that one coming for some odd reason. Don't ask me why I didn't see it coming, but I did not see it. So before we run to break, I want to tell you, Digital Chocolate, who made, yes, that the, you know who they are, Zombie Lane, we were so addicted to for a while.
Oh, yes, that is hot.
Yeah, apparently they're growing, but very slowly, and they've attracted two new executives. They're saying, of course, they're the leader in social games across growing platforms, and they've hired two new executives and promoted several others as the company begins to deliver on its plan to grow social games across all platforms and screen size it. See that there, Zynga? That's how you do this.
Mm-hmm. That is how you do this.
One Mr. Catch, Heiji Hagman, joins from Nokia as Vice President and GM of Digital Chocolate's Helsinki studio. Also in Finland, new VP Product Management, Emmy Wow. Joins from Sulaki, the makers of the famous internet MMO and leading online community, Habbo Hotel, which I did play for a while. Had to sneeze there. You heard me sneeze?
No, but I heard you mute yourself.
Known for successful Facebook games, including Zombie Lane and Army Attack, the office in Helsinki also promoted Marco Latika to VP Production and we're going to shorten these, to VP and Regional Sales. Zombie Lane is now available and getting good results from Apple iOS devices, and I did see it the other night. I almost downloaded it. And it will soon be joined by Army Attack. Both games will be ready for Android, tablets, and more browser channels. They said they're very pleased that their strategy and progress have attracted such experienced and talented executives. That's from Mark Metis, who's the president of Digital Chocolate, and it is a pleasure to promote our emerging leaders from within. The company's newest social game called Galaxy Life was ranked number one by its social games in new games and is now available on Digital Chocolate's corporate home website. Galaxy Life is the latest from Digital Chocolate's growing Barcelona studio, who made their earlier successes with Millionaire City and MMA Pro Fighter, neither of which I actually liked. I didn't like either one of those. Leveraging its recent acquisition, the company is also expanding its new studio offices in St. Petersburg, Russia, and Seattle, Washington. Yeah, and because we got to go break, and I'm having some breathing issues, you can check out the rest of that story up on our site at GameMatrix.com. And congrats to Digital Chocolate for being smart and not sticking to one platform and making more than one game. Yet that is a direct dig at Zynga and those Angry Bird people. Stop it.
Jay, why are you casting Berserk on me?
Did he cast Berserk on you?
Cast Berserk on me.
Oh, man.
Do not make me pull out the knives.
Oh, you have missed the way.
I will cut you to the white meat.
Well, in that case, nothing left to do now but pull out the glow sticks.
Here we go.
You guys know where to find us. GameMatrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, all day,
Twitter,
every day. That's right.
Facebook, Looking Live, ATV.
Secret World.
Secret World.
We be everywhere.
Get
your glow sticks ready. I love. The rest of you, cutting your ears off. Okay. Just the pointy parts. It's okay. Just the pointy parts.
Oh, Jay says, wow, Ginger, you're so adorable when you're bloodthirsty and angry. I think so, Jay.
Oh, let me tell him.
All right, so did we end up talking about Firefall and their blackout protest?
We did not. Please tell us, Mom.
All right, so this is, well, brand new, up on GamePolitics.com. Firefall maker plans SOPA blackout protest January 18th.
Yes.
Yes, another company joining in, Red 5 Studios, makers of the upcoming MMO shooter Firefall, have come out strongly against SOPA and PIPA and plan to go dark for one day on January 18th to protest. The company also announced that because of the Entertainment Software Association's support of the bills, it has canceled its E3 booth.
Oh!
Skip the show.
Oh!
Hell yeah, that's how you do it.
Yes, that is hardcore right there.
Yeah. The shutdowns will include all of its websites. I'm going to say that was a typo. The shutdown will include all of its websites, its community site for the game, and the Firefall beta. In case you didn't know, Firefall is a free-to-play MMO shooter playable in the first and third person. The game promises player versus environment and player versus player gameplay in a sci-fi setting. Red 5 Studios CEO Mark Kern said that SOPA has the potential to do great harm to the indie game development community. He says in an email to Shaq News, most of all, SOPA hurts the small game companies. Will not have the legal resources or lobbying presence to protect themselves from unwarranted shutdown. This bill and its sister bill, Protect IP, will shut down live streaming, shoutcasting, user-generated content, have a chilling effect on game innovation and social media. Red 5 Studios is not an ESA member, and it will never be, according to the company's leadership. Kern closed by saying that his studio is ashamed of the ESA for supporting a bill which is clearly not the best interest of players or the game industry. Kern says, we issue a call to all our industry peers, including developers, publishers, and game press, to join us in letting the ESA know that they do not represent our views on this issue and strongly oppose SOPA and PIPA. That's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Mark Kern. Can I send you that? Just this for a little bit. I'll keep my eyes to myself. Really?
Oh, Lord.
I hadn't even thought about boycotting E3, but that is something. I mean, if the game developers don't go, there is no E3.
This is true. And which company is that?
This is Red 5 Studios. Yes, Red 5 Studios, makers of the upcoming MMO shooter Firefall. That is so hot. She's over there. She's in the storm.
Yeah, I am.
You're in the pot.
I am.
You can hear her just licking her fingers. Oh, we need just a little more drama here. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's good. That's good.
I had to give the love to the Red 5 people. That is hot.
Can I read another?
Of course you can, dear. Because I can tweet it while you read it.
Yes. SOPA petition aimed at EA hits 120,000 signatures.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. A petition on change.org that we mentioned on January 10th has caught on fire and now enjoys more than 120,000 virtual signatures.
Is it EA?
This is aimed at EA.
Or is it ESA?
At EA, Electronic Arts.
Ooh, okay.
The petition was aimed at Electronic Arts and its top executives, and it urged them to publicly oppose SOPA and PIPA. Of course, you know they're not going to, because EA, you are the devil. They did not have an official position on either bill, but it was one of several signatories on a Chamber of Commerce letter back in September of 2011, urging lawmakers to pass through anti-piracy legislation.
You know, this is going to hurt Secret World if they don't.
I know, right? The company is also a key member of the ESA, who publicly supports SOPA. While sifting through the comments, I noticed another petition about SOPA that is worth signing because it's aimed directly at Hollywood and the entertainment industry. The petition created by Calvin Starnes of Los Angeles, named Taylor Hackford, president of the Directors Guild of America, Screen Actors Guild, SAG, National Executive Director David White, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists and National Executive Director Kim Roberts Hedgepeth, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, President Matthew D. Loeb. Oh, God. All right, so it names a whole lot of people. The petition found over on change.org urges Hollywood to formally oppose SOPA and PIPA. Yeah, of course, you know, we kind of, video games and Hollywood, we kind of clash a little bit.
Yeah, because they don't like that we outmoney them is why.
Yes, yes, they see us as the favored child.
But yeah. We're the harder working child, actually.
Yes.
And not to take anything away from our actors, I know some of you are brilliant and you work hard, but game developers, the things that go into creating a game much more than it is to create a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Much more. It takes you a few months. You know how many times I've heard, we filmed this movie in 6 months. It takes years to create a really good game. Years. And oftentimes, while they're doing this, this also kills me. Actors will be like, well, I was working on a movie and I was promoting one at the same time. Try working on a game and promoting one at the same time. The next one, because you know this one is good. You know when it's a good game, you've done a great job, and the people are going to love it. You've got to start working on the sequel before the other one has even hit the shelf. And then you got to try to promote it. And there are much more, gaming media outlets than there are,
mm-hmm.
you know, television outlets. Sure, yeah, you got the E-Channel. You had to go around and sit and talk for a few minutes and then get up and catch a plane. Developers, got to catch a plane. And while I'm here talking to you on E, because E has suddenly started dipping their toe in our gaming water, while you're on E, they're also tweeting from their phone doing an interview, and they're in a live chat on their iPad at the same
mm-hmm.
time. Please don't tell me what hard is. Oh.
You people are whiners.
They earned every bit of the money that they get. Bastards. All right. I'm sorry. I got all militant for a second. Thanks, Weather Angel. She's retweeting when I'm posting. I am.
Aww.
She always gives us a little love. Thank you, Weather Angel. You used to be the awesome sauce. All right. Back to our news, because I got really angry for a second.
Ooh. Yes, you did. That was hot.
I'm calm. I didn't get as angry as I normally get. I'm good. All right, so we got some other goodies before we end up having to get out of here today. And it's not all SOPA.
No,
but
not.
But most of it is. Dawn of Fantasy, which we were telling you about. Did we tell you about this yesterday? Did we talk about
it? We've been talking about Dawn of Fantasy for several weeks now.
Well, if you didn't know, it debuted back in September. And it's from Reverie World, and it's an MMORTS, which Ginger doesn't like, but Blastra loves them. They are saying they have over 30 patches and dozens of new features they've recently introduced, all offered subscription-free. Mm-hmm. This is takes place in the persistent
game. I'm all muted. You can't hear me. I'm all, we like subscription-free.
This game takes place in the mythical world of Mythidor and is growing by the day. Player empires rise and fall. Rebel armies roam the horizon for their next victims. The first flurries of winter storm bring trade. Now, the world is about to get a whole lot bigger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? We like bigger worlds.
Yes.
We like bigger things.
Always better. Rebel world. They reveal their plans for the next 6 months, almost all of which has to do with free updates. I have a list, but everything. Updates for Dawn of Fantasy players. These progressive changes will introduce an abundance of exciting new features to the game's premier online kingdom mode, including a player versus player ranking system and a six player skirmishes, co-op town battles, 16 new explorable and attackable NPC towns, hero customization. That's all you said. I can attack who? Hero customization, alliances and guilds, new player homelands, and updated economic system with new resource types and improved visuals. Dawn Fantasy will also get its first two DLC packs, introducing a complex magic system and naval warfare to the game. These are
Yay, warfare.
Yes, these are times of These are times of Okay, so veterans of the ancient wars are called to arms once more. Walls are strengthened and weapons are readied. Strongholds are prepared for siege. A new conflict is in the wind, and the wind is building. This is Dawn of Fantasy. Make yourself at home and sharpen your sword. You can purchase Dawn of Fantasy from their official website for $29.99, offering a growing, persistent online world completely free of subscription fees. So you buy it, and that's it. And they say there's no hidden cost. They're not going to make you buy, you know, little things. There's no microtransactions. They said you can learn more about Reverie's plans to stay up to date with the latest information over at their website at dawnoffantasy.com. I almost shared with you something you weren't supposed to know. Anyway, Facebook page. Facebook, I was reading right along. And I was like, you know, they have the big black. This is for you.
Yeah.
Don't read this part out loud, Corey. This part is for you. Okay.
Okay. Only for you. Only for you.
This part only for you. Don't read this part. Okay. But anyway, I don't know. I'm intrigued by the fact that I can attack those towns. I would just love to stomp a mud hole in somebody.
Yes. Speed to somebody's town and just totally.
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Ginger and I understand each other on that front. She likes a little
party. I don't completely hate RTSs. I've played some RTSs, but I'm one of those. I'm not the just, you know, build up an army really quick and run out and just start slaughtering stuff. I'm the one who, I take my time, I build walls, I fight you off, I hold you off at a distance. Well, and I slowly take over all the resources until you have nothing, and then I pull out this whole army of, like, thousands, and I just go around the whole map.
And just, yeah, right, see, we have the same strategy. The thing I'm enjoying about hearing about this one is that it's, some of it is player versus player or co-op, which means it has a different, it has a chance of going wrong, because I was a really, really, really bad Warcraft junkie, the original one, World of Warcraft, but it got to be too easy because I figured out the formula, unfortunately, which is just what Ginger said. I let you keep attacking, I just keep building my resources, and then, bam, I go around the whole map and I wipe them all out. Takes about 4 minutes if you're good at it. You start splitting your groups up. When you get to the first town and you've got that one under control, you split your group off. You guys stay here, finish raising. You go here. You group, go here. Okay, you guys, you got it under control. Okay, now you group, go over here. And that's how you do it pretty much every game. But if it's got some other people playing along with you, it seems like it might be a little more interesting. I can't figure out that easy how to just go in and raise it to the ground. But I will tell you this much. Dawn of Fantasy, if you haven't checked out their website, this game is absolutely beautiful considering it's an RTS. You can get up close and personal. You know how usually they have you at, you know, up top, you can only get so close? You can get right down in the middle of the action and watch your people just rip them up. Your armies, you can go far away, you can move up. There's a couple here that are reminding of Lord of the Rings, actually. They're showing a castle siege. So go over and definitely check them out. And it's riveryworld.com. Beautiful, beautiful game. I don't know if we got a hold of this. We get so much games in sometimes. And I know you guys are like, well, where's the reviews? It's because sometimes we don't even have the time to review. It's just a play, and we go in, and we'll talk about it on the show, which means we probably need a review show instead of a written, because we can't always sit down and write. There's so much. What do you think about that, Ginger, a review show?
I like that. By the way, if you haven't played Run Like Hell, the Yeti edition, play it. Seriously, I keep laughing so hard.
See, we may institute a review show sometime during the week.
I like that. I like that. I'd do that.
See, she did. We can grab all of us on. What you been playing, all that good business? Because the writing thing, I like, we might move a little bit more towards a little multimedia. Keep some other stuff for print, but yeah. So, guys, if you like the idea of a review
show. I've got an idea. Remind me afterwards.
I'll remind you afterwards, because we're about to go to the 12 o'clock.
We got to go. We got to go, people.
Yeah, I may have to go and play this some more because it's looking delicious to me. One more reminder, guys, because we're not going to talk to you for 2 days, please make sure you do something to support SOPA. If you want to write it on your car.
No, support the fight against SOPA.
Support the fight against SOPA. Thank you. Get up and do something. If you got to draw it on a T-shirt with the magic marker, we really don't care. If you buy one of our T-shirts, fantastical. But if you don't, this is one of those where it's not about the dollars for us. It is about the principle, because we'd be gone too. A lot of us would be gone. If you pop in on us every once in a while and you love more of the GameSpot and IGN, those would be gone. We'd all be gone. This is one time where you can't be picky and say, well, I don't like you, so I want you gone. If one of us goes, we all are going to go at this point. So make sure you support, and we will be joining in the blackout as we decided last night. So, sorry, Wednesday morning, you won't get your lunch in court. Then, other than a couple of seconds of us letting you know, this is life with SOPA. If you want it, that's what you want. Well, we'll see you guys bright and early Monday morning. But if you really want us, we'll be around. I'm not leaving my house because it is 31 degrees, so I'll be right in here.
I don't know. I'm not going up this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm standing.
Yeah, I'm I'm going to go rent a movie and
that's why I love winter. I get to be inside and I can play games and nobody's going to bother me because it's cold. Who's going to
see? I bought stuff to make homemade pizza. And,
why don't you live near me?
Yeah. See, I need to come be your neighbor. I want to be your neighbor.
The empty house behind me, I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right, people, y'all need to start paying us so that, you know, I can move down there.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Yes, yes. Seriously, though, we got shirts to come out.
Got no use for fancy driving. Wanna see you got a robin' door. I've been satisfied, electrified to know a guy would take this time. A hurry up affair.
Boys and girls. Mwah!